Now, though, it's that time. It's time to get the progress report on John Andrews' litter-picking efforts because live on the phone from Woking Litter Warriors, we have Lauren Horncastle.
Morning, Lauren.
Morning.
Hi, John. Hi, Matt. Good morning. Nice to speak to you again. Good.
Yeah, lovely to speak to you again. Lovely to see you yesterday, Lauren, and all the other volunteers for the second Lockfield Drive litter pick.
It was great having you. Thank you so much for coming along. And yeah, we had 20 people turn up for our litter pick yesterday, so an incredible amount of people. It was good that, you know, we didn't actually have too much litter. And again, because it's summer and late spring, everything's growing up, so it is a bit harder to see things. But we still managed to get 22 bags, including one recycling, and loads of extra crazy little bits, which, yeah. We might mention a bit more. And
we like the extra crazy little bits.
It was a really interesting experience, though, particularly around sort of the main road around Lockfield Drive, you know, getting into those bushes and finding, you know, all sorts of, well, alcohol containers, bottles, cans, face masks, and a few bags of dog's mess and stuff like that. There's a few nasties in there, but yeah, it's and some of this stuff's been there for a while by the looks of it as well.
Yeah, so we actually did a Lockfield Drive litter pick earlier this year, and we did one last year, so we actually did that stretch for last year. But you know, you go back over things and you'll maybe doing a slightly different route, or you see things at slightly different angles, or things will be blown into there, the crevices and the bushes and stuff since you've been there. So, you know, we found a crisp packet from 2010, another one from 2015, so stuff is still there and still hidden and showing up in certain different angles, or if you go over and see it in a different light, you know, you do see stuff. And that's why it's so great having, you know, more than one person in a particular area, because, you know, if someone does cross a certain path, they might not see the same thing a second person will see when they do that same route. And even when you come back on that same route, you'll see more things. And yeah, it was incredible what we found. You know, unfortunately, we found some things that weren't great. We did find some sharps, and we found a sharps container, so that actually contained a few sharps. So it's good that they are putting them in that container, but then unfortunately they didn't decide to take that container away to get incinerated properly.
And what surprised me as well, Lauren, is we were going down one of the sort of the footpaths, with one of your volunteers, and you know, we passed two bins and there was litter pretty much right by those bins in some places.
Yeah. It's like, just that extra step is all you need to take. Just pick it up very early, probably.
Exactly. It's such a shame. And, you know, there was a dog poo bin as well. And, you know, we were finding them kind of hanging off branches and stuff and trying to pick them off. It's just, it's not very pleasant. But I think we did an amazing job. And we had a great group of people. You know, we've got regulars coming back. We got you, John, who got to join us as well. You know, we're having
I will join one soon, Lauren. I really will. Awesome.
Yeah,
that would be lovely,
along.
Matt. We'd love to have you.
I mean, yeah, it was amazing, though. It's a real chance to get out and, you know, kind of this, my part of Woking is what attracted me to come along yesterday and help out. It was really nice to meet everyone, and everyone got on. We had some good conversations, and we had a social afterwards at the Bridge Barn. They get provided
drinks. We were very grateful for them to host us, and that, you know, we all got a drink at the end, and it was such a lovely day, you know, out in the sun, you're getting some vitamin D. It's all kind of, hopefully, a mostly positive experience, apart from obviously the litter we're collecting.
So 20 plus bags and various other items collected, all sort of stacked up, ready to be collected by the council in the coming days. And you found also a parcel which you were able to reunite with its owner. Tell me about that.
I did, yes. Yeah, so it was kind of tucked under a tree, so it's kind of far back off the path, but I saw a box, and then I saw this kind of white roll next to it, and at first I thought it was one of these, you know, gym foam rollers that you relax your muscles on, and I thought, oh, that's quite cool. So I went in and I, you know, got through all these branches hanging down, and I saw the box, and it obviously was the same kind of length and shape as this foam roller thing, and I looked closer, and it looked like some wallpaper. So I'm currently in the process of looking and buying a house. So I thought, oh, well, you know, I'm going to buy a house. I could maybe use that for my wall when I get my house. But then I turned the box over and I saw there was still a label with the address on it. So, you know, as we came back to the pub and we all kind of spoke about the weird and wonderful things we found, I said, oh, I've got this box and this this wallpaper. So, you know, you and a couple others said, oh, well, that address is really nearby. So at the end, I went round and I met Sophie, knocked on the door, and I said, oh, you know, have you lost a parcel? And she was, you know, so happy, so grateful. She was like, you've made my day. You know, I've been arguing with the company for 3 weeks saying, you know, we never received it. We were away that weekend and it's been probably taken off our porch. So it was just, you know, it was a great end to a great day. It made my day, yes, that we could make her day. It was just really special. And yeah, it's so lucky we'd be able to do that for her.
Really good at that. Lucky the label was still legible when you were able to locate it. And is Sophie going to become one of your little warriors, do you think?
She joined that, like, you know, the minute I'd left the door, she's like, is it a group I can join? Is it Vonta Group? I was like, yeah, look us up on Instagram or on Facebook. And she's now a member of both. She's following us on Instagram. It's just so wonderful. And, you know, she was waiting for that last piece of wallpaper to, you know, do up her new home office. So she
and you delivered the last piece of wallpaper.
The missing piece of a jigsaw.
It's just so wonderful. It's just, you know, and that just makes my day even better. You know, I've had such a great day with all these people who've come to give up time on their weekend to, you know, pick up other people's trash. And just that's the icing on the cake to make it that little bit better and special for someone else and made their day. So just wonderful.
And you found a handbag as well with some a purse and some cards and things, didn't you?
We did, yes. I think it was my dad who found it. Was a Coach handbag, so I'm assuming that's a fancy, expensive brand. So it's a shame that it's been lost or taken from that person. We found a wallet, a glasses case, so, you know, obviously prescriptions can be quite expensive. And also within that wallet, you know, discarded around the area, there are a couple cards. Now, there are only a Waterstones card and a Tesco Club card, so there were no, you know, debit cards or credit cards, so they might, you know, still be with whoever maybe has that. But we're hoping to reunite it with the owner. I mean, it is a bit muddy. It does need a bit of a clean. There was a spider living in there too, so we tried to get that out, but I've got it, and I'm going to be giving it to the police, hopefully today, so they can try and find who's the owner.
I mean, if you've got the image of Tesco Club car, they may be able to trace it through that, possibly.
I'm hoping so. It has a name as well on the Tesco Club card, and hopefully, you know, the account details, they can find out whose it is and, you know, let them know that at least some of their items have been recovered. But I mean, it's a horrible experience, and to have to find that, you know, we found other shops, we found like what looked like an encampment with sleeping bags, and, you know, there were nappies and kids like baby carriers. So it's a bit of a dangerous place. So I think we'll have to let the police borough commissioner know about that place, as we did with Kestrel Way last time, because it's quite a potentially dangerous place again for, you know, people walking down there quite regularly, dogs and children walking down that towpath, you know.
And of course, a lot of work. We were talking about earlier the canal, you know, they put a lot of work into the safety of the area and cameras and things like that. So, you know, with the Woking Litter Warriors support, you know, taking care of litter and, you know, that's, you know, it's a great partnership, isn't it?
I hope so. I'd love it to be, because, yeah, we just want to make our area safer.
Absolutely. So you've got an exciting music festival litter pick event coming up, haven't you? Tell me about that.
We do. It's in, I believe, 3 weeks now, Shine Fest, with Shine, who's setting it up, and her team. Yeah, we've been invited by them to help litter pick at their music festival. So it's over 2 days. It's for Friday the 3rd of June and the 4th, Saturday the 4th. So it starts in the afternoon of the Friday and then the whole day Saturday. So we're still looking for volunteers. If you want to either email us or sign up on the Facebook event, you know, we're still looking for a few to join us.
How do we get in touch and how do we get involved?
So we're on Facebook, so that's Woking Litter Warriors, and in brackets, WLW. We're also on Instagram, that's just Woking Litter Warriors, and our email is wokinglitterwarriors@gmail.com. So any one of these three different ways you can get in touch with us, let us know, and then I'll send over contact whoever wants to join, and I'll ask which shift they'd like to do. There's benefits as well. They'll get a chance to enjoy, you know, the music throughout the whole day that they volunteer. So it's either a 2-hour shift on Friday or a 4-hour shift on Saturday. You get a meal ticket, you get a drink as well. So, you know, we're hoping that the litter won't be a big problem, but they'll still be able to have a great day and listen to the music and enjoy the day as well.
That sounds good. And then going forward, more sort of litter picks. I know you kind of talk amongst your members, you know, and look for suggestions of areas. So sort of welcome to people suggesting where needs attention, really, I suppose.
Yeah, so we've got a Save the Date event booked on July the 2nd. That's a Saturday. And we're kind of, we've got a few potential places that we're going to suggest, but we're always looking for more people to suggest their own events where they know somewhere is really bad and, you know, it's maybe a bit too much for one person to do. You know, if we've got 20 people who can come along and help you clean your area, we'd love to.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, people doing their solo litter picks, you know, maybe working from home still and going out at lunchtime. That's great, but if you have a group of people, you can kind of, it's more organised and more coordinated, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And again, it's that social aspect too, which I think is great. And it just means I think we can maybe, you know, get a little bit deeper and further and really clean up an area.
Well, I'm looking forward to coming along to some of your future events. It was a really interesting experience just knowing and seeing firsthand, you know, the problem of litter around the Woking area and the amazing work that you guys are doing to just do your bit just to kind of clear it and make the area nice for everyone again.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, we look forward to seeing as many people as we can. Yeah, I mean, it's a horrible thing to do, but also a great thing to do. So,
yes.
And people keep coming back and they go, you know, it's a bit addictive and you get a real feel-good factor from it. So I guess that's why people keep coming back. And yeah, it's a great social kind of experience, I think, as well. We've got lovely members and yeah, it's just so nice to keep seeing them coming back. So yeah, we'd love to see you and you, John, and both you as well, Matt, if you'd like to come along.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, you look good, Matt, in a high vis jacket.
I've done it before.
Actually, when I was on Lockfield Drive, there was a couple of cars going past seeing what we're doing. They were sort of honking and stuff, so that was really nice. Everyone kind of getting behind it.
Oh, that's
so
great when
really
we get the support of everyone passing by, and it's really nice. You give them a wave. Great.
Brilliant. Okay, well, good luck for everything you do, and I'm sure we'll talk again very soon, and I look forward to getting involved in more litter picks of you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
There's Lauren Horncastle there, the Woking Litter Warriors, doing amazing things in the local community. It's 11:30.